This is the February 20th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 394 for property ID 11018650. The property address is 4090 Northwest Sierra Drive, and the property is owned by Liming Fan. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Liming here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Yes, Liming.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
And I won't give you the other spiel again, so you've already heard it. Okay. I don't, for some reason, don't have 395.
Are you doing
394?
394. 394
we're
doing now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, got it. All right, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay, 394 is a single family home. It's a two story. It's built 96. About 2,000 square foot. It's over 100 square foot and finished just next to the garage. The land value is 7,000 square foot. And MU's is three property they are selling in 2022 at the comparison. And for the per square foot, the sale price is $327, average $367. If includes and finish is $320. Dollar per square foot, and that's a comparison ABC in my appeal rule. So because the land size difference, so if consider different land size per square foot, that's per square foot for the property land, and also for the construction, so per square foot is this value. So based on this one, the county currently gave the price value is $709,000. Based on this one, I calculate the per square foot, the land average for the property three is 34, and for the construction, the structure, so 177 per square foot. So based on this calculation, I'm asking the new resale price should be $617,000. The accessory comparison gave accessory comparison gave three different property. This accessory replied my appeal. Give different property, and you can look at this property. They're a luxury house. They're pretty big, and inside have a half floor and remodel, have a built-in appliance, everything is much, much luxury than that one. A second one, the Pound County gave is also a luxury home. It's single family. You can look at the picture. It's pretty big, and they have all the pretty luxury look at the the yard much better. They have pretty good yard, everything. And for the kitchen they have a built-in everything. So the third one, the county is also comparison, is you can see this one's pretty remote luxury, everything's brand new, and is very big, and they have a patio, and backyard is very nice. Okay, so this is all property is in the slope, in the corner of the slope. That's not backyard. So just slightly smaller. So what I'm using for the compression is, this is compression, one compression. They are similar to our property. And if you look at this picture, that's not picture anymore. And this one is also similar to our property. Even for this one, they have big back, yeah. But inside is more close to our property. And yeah, this one even better. They have they are pretty good front. So based on all the three compression property, I have submitted for the, I'm asking for the price, final appraisal price, $600,617. That's in my, okay, this one's in my appeal form. So I ask you these three as a compression, not you that three county assessor later reply, because they are totally different, different level. So cannot compare because they are much, much better than this property.
Do you have any pictures of your own property?
I do. Let me show you that one. Okay, look at this one. This is the inside.
This is your home now that we're looking at.
Yeah, this one is my home. This is my home. And so we don't have any building. So this the old stair as cabin. Yeah, this old stair. Look at the bathroom. It's the old one. So this is the backyard, just like this one. Well, that's not any backyard, like the compression property from the county. Used to calculate, this is a backyard from the county, the property. This is a backyard from that one.
I'm sorry. I have one other question. The county gave you a $30,000 increase based on your view, but you say your view is very limited.
Yeah, it's a very limited view because this one, look here, that's a view. If you look at this deck, you can see the mountains behind.
That's your house?
Yeah, that's okay. Our house. From this side, from deck, you can look over other property, see the mountain, the Green Mountain.
Okay, do the other properties have?
Other property, I don't have the picture for the view. Okay, let me see what's the view that show the picture. They don't have the picture show the view.
Okay. But they don't know, nobody overlooks the water or anything like that.
I didn't check that one. Let me see what's the property over here. Address. Yeah, I'm not sure if they can see the water. And my property is also just look, you can see the mountain, the Great Mountain, because there are many holes. Because, if you look at the property over here, the address, the property is over here, and there are many holes in front of my property. So what we can see is Great Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah, Great Mountain is over here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it.
Okay, I think I'm good. No, nothing else from you?
Yeah, nothing. The 10 case actually is one case. They are same, and just additional case, 10, 11 case. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Close the hearing.
This is the February 20th, 2024 hearings of Clark County Board of Equalization. We will be reviewing the late file applications to the Board of Equalization. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. The first late file we have before us is for property ID 379-18862 from taxpayer Casey Hickson. She's turned in a request for reconvening form for code 3. She states she purchased the property after July 1st and before December 31st, 2023, on September 28th, 2023, for $455,000. The sales price was less than 90% of the assessment. I'm going to share my screen so you all can see this information. She was assessed at $527,609, and she purchased the price for $455,000. Mm-hmm. And then reconvening code 3 state, she also turned in the title purchase for that home. So we've got that showing the $455,000. And reconvening code 3 is not included in here, but I can pull up the specific wording of that if you need.
So the, what is she buying for? 527609?
The assessment is 527609, and she purchased it for 455.
Well, she says that 90% would be 474848.
I'm going to pull up the assessment just to verify. Yeah. It is actually assessed at for the 2023 value. It's assessed at $517,987. She put the 2022 assessment. So $517,987 is the assessed value.
And is that not is that 455 less than 90%?
Let me pull that up.
517,587. Is that what you said?
It is 517,987. So yes, it's at 87.8%.
Yeah, because 465,828 would be 90%, and she bought it for less than that.
Yep, just
88. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. I will mark that as approved. Our next request, or our next one, is a good cause request form for Joseph Kilwine. This is for property ID 216239000. After explaining the form to him, he would like to use the good cause request form and say he would use late filing B. He was unable to file this petition by the due date because I was out of the state for most of the summer on a road trip across the U.S. Thank you. And late filing reason B is specifically the taxpayer was unable to file the petition by the filing deadline because of occurrence of the following. The taxpayer was absent from his or her home or from the address where the assessment notice was normally received by the taxpayer.
Okay. Sounds like it.
Yep.
Okay. Line is a yes too, and then our final one was submitted as a good cause request form as well. This is for Valendo Vancouver Plaza LLC. I'm represented by Helen Doe. She did have proper representation forms. The tax parcel is 159775000. It is good cause request form. She used A and F, and she said taxpayer was out of the country to care for her ill parent, which I think might be B. And agent's spouse was being treated for tumor on her lungs beginning in June. Subsequently, VA doctors performed partial lung removal surgery at the beginning of July. Agent was off work to stay home to care for her spouse. So used reason, the illness reason. That's specifically for you.
Sounds like she had... Well,
that was her agent, though. That wasn't her. The first one applies, though.
I think she used herself. Oh, name of agent Michelle Martin. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hear.
Yeah. Okay, you approve. All right, and that concludes all of our late filing hearings. Thank you so much.
Closing. Close the hearing.
This is the February 20th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves Petition 312 for property ID 19189300, and the property is owned by Lee Jung O, trustee. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Ariel Molly here present on behalf of the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your agent, or your client's property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain the appeal.
Okay, a follow-up question. Do I also have the right to appeal after he submits his appeal after 30 days? If I'm understanding the question.
If he appeals, you'll have the right to rebut that appeal. I mean, you will.
Okay. Right.
The appeal, if he appeals, it's going to be just like this hearing all over again, except with the state people, state hearings officer, and that will be on audio, or I don't know if they go video or not, but I think they're audio.
Oh, hearing. I see. So it goes to the next level, to the state.
Right.
Okay. Understood.
And that is, and just to let you know, that's a de novo hearing, meaning you can have other evidence, you can have a different argument, you can produce any other thing. It's not like in a trial where you appeal that, you can't bring in new evidence. This, you have actually a total new hearing with the hearings officer at the state level.
Okay, hopefully it doesn't come to that, and the evidence that I have submitted thus far is enough to see that the appraisal is incorrect and should be corrected. So I'll get started. Hoping that you have read all the evidence and my rebuttal and my response letter and whatnot, I can just repeat most of it and summarize what I've submitted. And I have also submitted and spent thousands and thousands of dollars getting a property appraisal for this unique property. And I can summarize some of what the appraiser has said. This is a unique property, and I have personally spent countless hours, time, weeks, months, just learning about this property, researching, speaking with dozens of potential buyers and developers, timber companies, whatnot, trying to sell this property for the owner. And there's just a lot of challenging issues with this product. The land, unfortunately, and so if you read in my rebuttal that I've stated, I disagree with a lot of the statements, and so does the appraiser that appraised this property, and he submitted a 78-page, extremely detailed appraisal about the property, and he also stated that it is nowhere near the appraisal estimate that the Clark County assessors have stated. And
I would suggest I've read it thoroughly. I'm sure the other members have read it and understand it thoroughly. So if you want to summarize it, and if you want to then point us to areas that you think are most important, I would suggest that we do not have to go through the entire document page by page and review it, because we have reviewed it. So just if you will, summarize it, and then if we have any other questions, we'll go from there.
Very good. And so I just want to direct your attention to, let's see, specifically pages 41, starting page 41 of the appraisal. The appraiser has listed and shown comparative land sales very detailed on page 41, site analysis and valuation. And this alone should indicate comparative land sales. When I spoke with the assessor's office and told me that I can look on the website to search for comparative land sales, I could not. And I stated that in my response letter. I went through over 300 pages, and nowhere did it indicate any land sale. They were all residential. So therefore, I could not find any comparable land sales to our property whatsoever. Okay. And I have just exhaustively gone through, all of the 300 pages, and I was not able to find any, but my appraiser was, and he showed in detail some similar comparable land sales on page 41, and they're listed and categorized by similar to SI Superior, and you can see, and on page 42, where it's located, the address, photo, size, and all the detailed information about the comparable land sales.
We reviewed that.
Okay. And also additional information about the land sales is listed on page 45 and 46 as well. And in my response letter, I clearly showed a table of the assessed property value from year over year that the assessor's office has increased it over the years. And you can see from 2022, it has increased 115% in 2023, and then assessed in 2024, 270% above what I think is above and beyond market value. And that's how, based off of the average, I came to the property value of $800,000 for that property.
Are you changing that value based at all on what your private appraiser, the value he came to?
No, I am not. This was before I received an official detailed property appraisal based off of the average year-over-year property assessed value from Clark County. That's how I came to that number. So just in comparison from 2017 to 2023, and it all came down to, okay, what's the average property value based off of the historical assessed property value from Clark County from 2017 to current year assessment. And it just did not make sense. How can it go up 115% and then 270% within 2 years? It just did not make sense to me at all. And I've spoken with the assessors in Clark County, and just trying to better understand how they came to this value. And they admitted that it is automatically done with AI software or whatever software that they're using, that they just lump all the properties together, whether it's like raw land or residential or mobile homes. They just lump it all together. They do not go out personally and assess the value as they should to get an accurate assessment at all. So they just depend on software to arbitrarily just say, okay, it's within this area, so we're just going to lump all these properties in this area and then just increase the property value and then just send out a notice. It's not right. They definitely need to improve that property assessed value, so it's correctly assessed to all the taxpayers within Clark County. So, I mean, there's a lot of additional information that I can share as well. And the appraisal page on 33, there's a property description summary that says it's located outside of any potential flood hazards, but it actually has and it's been diagnosed having hydric soil. So like I said, I have exhaustively just tried to communicate directly and privately with a lot of different, timber companies and developing, companies trying to sell this land. And many of them have turned down any interest whatsoever. One, I was closed, and again, they've always repeated saying it's a complex property. It has a lot of issues. And the appraiser also stated that, within the appraisal. It's not the most attractive due to many, many issues like the hydric soil, and there's no utilities of any kind nearby. And it's going to take additional amount of unknown money investment from the developers to make it viable. And I can answer any specific questions that you may have. I'll try my best. The appraiser did an excellent job of writing an appraisal in detail. That's over 70 pages long, describing what his true estimated property value should be. I think it's generous, but he's the appraiser and he is experienced and specializes in raw land appraisals.
Hey, I just want to point out one thing. Your analysis of increase as a percentage from year to year is really not a valid method of valuing properties, because there are many, many conditions that go into the valuation of property from year to year. Just using a straight percentage increase is not an appropriate method of valuation, plus the fact that we, as the Board of Equalization, I don't say we're prohibited, but it's a method that we are not supposed to use in valuing or is evaluating a value that's been set on a piece of property.
Thank you for addressing that. I totally understand what you're saying. However, I just wanted to address and show how a property year over year, that it is incrementally increasing, how it can be increased such an exorbitant amount. I understand that.
You understand that. So if you appeal to the state, you don't want to use that argument, because that's not a valid. However, your appraisal is a very good argument.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Be sure and include your appraisal if you wind up appealing to the state, because just as Dan said, they're going to look at sales and appraisals. They're not going to consider what the assessed value was last year. And that's a common complaint that, you know, appellants have, but it's not a valid reason to make an adjustment in your value. So just keep that in mind.
I will. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. It's like, this is very new to me. This is the first time I'm addressing this type of issue. You know, we've never had to do something like this before, so it really caught us off guard financially as well. And so this whole process is very new, and I'm learning along the way on how to properly address. I'm trying to just learn and get all the data, and by talking with the appraisers and all the industry experts to understand how this process is to be conducted. So just to show the board, such as yourself, that this is an extremely unfair and inaccurate assessment of this property based off of what I know historically, and also talking with several different appraisers for this property. And so based off of the 78-page document of the appraisal that I received, and I read it thoroughly, and I hope that, you know, this is enough evidence. I mean, the appraiser went through an exhaustive amount of research, and took him months and months to properly and accurately appraise this.
That's why I asked you if you wanted to change the amount you were requesting, because it is an accurate, very detailed, complete appraisal, and it's a very good establishment of value. But you said no, you wanted to leave it at 800,000.
No, that's just my inexperience. Assessment, yeah, but definitely the appraiser's appraisal is the official information data that you should take into consideration. Yes, I'm just learning, and I just submitted this table just to show if it had any impact whatsoever, just a percentage, you know, year over year. So, if it's irrelevant, then it's irrelevant. But definitely the appraiser's document should be taken first and foremost as the most accurate and detailed appraisal.
Let me just give you a scenario that the best possible evidence you can have is a purchaser or sale of property within a one-year period of time. That's the best evidence possible you can have. The second best is sale of a very like-kind property within a period of a one-year period of that.
Yes.
And the third item would be the appraisal is very good evidence. From there, then, evidence starts to slide off pretty dramatically from what is reliable evidence. But those three things are the most reliable pieces of evidence you can possibly have for a piece of property. And many times the appraisal that you've had here is the best evidence you can possibly have, because, you know, you don't have a purchase or a sale within the last year, or you don't have like properties, because many times properties are very unique, and you can't pull one off the shelf that's just like it and compare the sale of that property to yours.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to immediately address page 41 on the appraisal to show similar property sales that the appraiser has submitted. It's extremely detailed, following on page 42 and 43. So that's what he was able to find in his search, where I didn't have access to specific land sale data as he did.
If you wind up appealing next year, if for some reason you have to appeal next year, be sure and include a copy of this appraisal again. We won't have access to all this next year. It'll be archived. So if you do appeal to us again next year, be sure and include a full copy of the appraisal again.
Okay, I will.
And if you wind up appealing to the state, be sure and include a full copy of the appraisal to them also.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
don't discuss assessed values.
Okay, I just hope I don't have to go through this process again. It's been extremely stressful. All right, thank you.
You may be required to appeal this every year because their process may develop a value every year that's way out to lunch, and you may need to go through this process every year. John, you had something?
Yes. I just wanted to say this is one of the best reports I've seen come in a long, long, long time for the data and the information that they have put into this appraisal and that you recapped on your recap sheet. It looks really great. I'm especially impressed with their sales representations they've shown. They have gone and tried to find the most comparable, similar properties, and they presented them very, very decently. So I think you've got the right stuff here. We just have to make our decision based on it. But you've done a good job. So
thank you very much. And I was very impressed with it, too. And it took the appraiser 3 months to completely comprise this detailed appraisal because, like I said, they have access to information that an average property owner that does not. And the information that's out there is oftentimes incorrect, outdated, or doesn't even exist to our immediate access. So I'm very grateful that I was able to find this appraiser and offer me a very detailed report. And like I said, it costs, we had to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get this detailed report to submit to you to show as evidence that this property is just completely overvalued unnecessarily, and that's something that this report has shown.
I don't have any more questions or comments.
I don't have any other questions. No, I'm good on it. Thank you.
Do you have anything else?
Unless you have some specific questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them. However, thank you for your time and your consideration. I know you're extremely busy and overwhelmed with other appeals as well, and I'm just hoping this detailed report was enough evidence to show that it's in our favor and the land appraisal or assessed value from Clark County is completely overvalued and incorrect and should be corrected immediately to what the professional appraiser has submitted to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the February 20th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petitions 384 through 393 for property IDs 819-58250 through 819-58-5252, 819-58254, 819-58256, 819-58258, 819-58260, 819-58262, 819-58264, 819-58266, and 819-58268. The properties are owned by Wang Wei. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Fan Liming here representing for the appellant. If you can now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Yes, Amy.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeals.
Okay, no question. Just wonder how I can share my screen. Okay, I saw that one, share. Okay, there's my screen, can you see it? Did you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes, it's a little small for me, but...
Smaller? Let me make... Actually, it's a full screen. Let me make zoom this one bigger.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Okay. So this one, case ID from 385 to 393. All this one, two-story, is a condo. The picture like this one is a condo property. There are five together, so there's two buildings. Backside, you can see, so backside is a big yard, and they are placed in one property. And this one is address. This is a square foot for each one. That built 2007. So this is the property address. This one is the appraisal price we received this year. And we use three properties they are sold last year as a comparison. They are also two-story. And we use that one as a comparison, see what's the value for this property. And based on the sale price, this is three condo they are sale last year. The average sale price for each square foot is 258 per square foot. And all appraisal price is $300 per square foot. And this three property is much better than our property. They have, they are fireplace, they have larger balcony. They also have a larger utility room. So if you look at the comparison property, they have a private yard, so they have a private deck. They have a fireplace, and they have a larger utility room, so they can put the washer dryer machine side by side. And the our property is smaller, so we have to put the washing machine stack together, and we don't have a backyard for each property. We do have a deck. So just based on the way we submit that one, so the county assessor replied, they give us six property for assessment. The first three property, it's a single room, single family house. It does not apply, cannot compare to our property because they are not a condo or duplex or triplex. So they also give us three property I use to compare our property. And the value they give based on this property is still high because our property is less value because, like I see, our property have a small utility room and they don't have a private backyard like the compression property. And then we also don't have the fireplace for each one. So all the three one comparison, they don't have a fireplace for each one. They have a private backyard. So for that case, best sale, you just compare the best sale, all the three properties, the best sale, each property, the sale price, the each square foot is 258. And because all properties don't have this, you know, the fireplace and utility room smaller and don't have a covered balcony deck. So we request, based on that one, we request the property value should be 247 per square foot. Based on that one, we calculate for each square foot. So this is a new value we ask for the 2023. And we do have, we submit that one for, yeah, we have the comparison for each one. So this is just one unit. So we request the property value should be 284,527. That's the first one I show over here. So this at least.
Okay, wait. And what is that per square foot then?
The 247.
247?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my appeal for all the 10 units, and just based on the sale price and the property difference and add the comparison for the, you know, the property, the comparison property. They are all because this three property is similar to our property. They are three per of five units, and also three-story. Also three-storage, look at one. We have a three-story. They have a three-story. Only this one have a two-story. And all have a two-car garage. Yeah, all have a two-car garage and two-and-a-half baths. So very similar. And the build time, they're almost same time build this one. No matter it's outside unit or inside unit, not much difference. So very close to our property.
And that's where you get the 247 a square foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, any questions for this one?
And did you use that for all of the properties or just that one?
All the properties use the same square foot price, 247. This one lists all the 10 properties over here. So that's case number for each one. This one is a calculation number. This one is number put in my appeal form for each one. Because the, you know, the square foot almost the same. They're almost, yeah, one, two square foot difference. They're all built the same time. The two building, these two building built same time.
Yeah. Okay, so all of them are valued at 247 a square foot. Is that correct?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, can we move to the next one? Yeah, this one's the first 10 case for the condo. They're all the same.
All the same, okay.
Yeah.
So you're done with all 10 of those then? That's what your argument is?
Yeah, I think I'm done for all the 10, and I'm asking for all the 10 use the same per square foot price, 247, to calculate the 2023 value.
And it's based on the three comps that you provided, is that correct?
Yeah, based on the form I provide to the county.
Yeah. And you're giving the most emphasis on your sale number three?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
This form uses most case exactly the three condo in this form. This is the three comparison for the 1, 2, 3, 3, 7, 4, 5, 1, 4, 4, 3. That's in my exactly in my appeal form.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So I can move to the next case.
So close that hearing.